You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hello, welcome to the Best Football Show. I'm Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network. You can find me at BaldyNFL on Twitter, on X, Threads, Instagram, YouTube. See me on Path to the Draft almost on a daily basis on the NFL Network as we talk about these draft picks. You can also find this daily content on the Best Football Show on your free Odyssey app. You can download it, like it, subscribe it, tell your friends about it. I talk football every day. We're less than a week away before the NFL draft. And it's interesting. I want to talk about the top five running backs in this draft. But before I do, you just have to look at what happened in free agency and all the running backs that got moved. You know, whether it was Josh Jacobs going from the Raiders to Green Bay, whether it's Aaron Jones going Green Bay to Minnesota. Like, running backs moved in free agency. So I think it was a good thing. You know, obviously, you look at Saquon going from the Giants, getting a contract with the Eagles. You can look at a lot of different – you can look at Tony Pollard leaving Dallas, going to Tennessee. There was a tremendous amount of movement. Running backs got paid. Now, the value for a running back, Christian McCaffrey, I believe, is at the top. He's somewhere around $16, $17 million a year. Derrick Henry went to Baltimore. Like, there was so much running back movement. And – it says two things. It says, one, running backs are still valuable. Running backs can still get paid. They can't all get paid like Christian McCaffrey, but there's only one Christian McCaffrey. There's only one guy that scores 21 touchdowns, runs it like he does, touches it as much as he does, is a threat in the passing game, opens things up for the other receivers and tight ends because of the attention that they give him in the passing game. His ability to defeat man coverage in passing routes is second to none. I'm looking at this class of running backs as running backs first. Can you become a third? Can you become a three down back by being a good pass catcher? There's one great one in this draft. I don't have in my top five. I will talk about it. But when I look at the top backs, it's so deep. And you can, I don't think there's a first round pick at all in this class. There is not Bijan Robinson in this class. There is not Jahmyr Gibbs in this class. I don't believe that. Both those guys were elite prospects, and they showed it immediately, you know, when you watch Atlanta and you watch Detroit. There's not a first-round pick. But let's just get to them. I'm going to start with Jonathan Brooks at Texas. He replaced Bijan Robinson and Rashawn Johnson, who both were drafted out of Texas last year. So, and he did get hurt. I don't know if he played nine games or whatever it was. He got hurt this year. He's on the mend. Okay. But you watch him, like, he's doesn't have a lot of touches, doesn't have a lot of wear and tear off the tires, but he's 6 foot, 216 pounds. The ACL, he got torn. Running backs have that happen. It happens. You have to come back from it. You got to bounce back. And I think he will. When I think he comes back, sometimes you just come back stronger. It's a possibility. Now, but that's, I think he's the, when you just watch him, like, he looks like the best back. Contact balance, explosion through the hole, speed, all that kind of stuff. I think he's the best. And I think he's going to be amongst the top running backs taken. But he's my top back right now. I'm just talking to teams around the league. Like, when I say stack your running backs, Brooks keeps coming up at the top despite the injury. So it's not just me. It's been verified by people in positions. I don't think they're blowing smoke at me about this. They've got nothing to gain by just telling me what they think and just cross-check it. My second favorite back in this whole draft process is Blake Corum at Michigan. Look, they were a run first team. Michigan teams defending Michigan, Ohio State, whatever. They knew that they had to stop Blake Corum. And I remember seeing Blake play, in the Big Ten championship game against Iowa 3 years ago. I remember watching him, and I was announcing that game on national radio and just watched him warm up. And this is before the injury, that because running backs get hurt, you got to bounce back from it. And he did. And I think Blake Corum, it won't surprise me to see Blake Corum matched up, with Jim Harbaugh. Now, they have just signed two former Raven running backs. J.K. Dobbins just got signed, okay, along with Gus Edwards. But, both those guys have had their share of wear and tear. J.K. has obviously been hurt the last two seasons. But he is, he's an elite player when he's healthy. But I can see Blake Corum going to Michigan. But I can see Blake Corum going in the second round to a bunch of teams that are looking for depth or starting running back right now. So Blake Corum is my second favorite back in this process right now. And, I could say, does Indy need a backup running back? Okay. You could say to the J train, maybe they take a guy like that, and then you say, okay, with Anthony Richardson, Blake Corum, Jonathan, the J train, like that could be, that could be a stacked backfield. My third favorite back is Trey Benson out of Florida State. I mean, he's just a big bruising back, that ran a really good time. He ran the 4.4 or probably 4.39, right at around 4.4. But a big back at 216 pounds. They did not have a great offense line at Florida State. I don't think one Florida State Seminole offense lineman is going to get drafted. Kind of gives you – but they run a lot of power there. They run an NFL, an NFL offense. They run powers and counters, and they pull their guards and their tackles. And so he's used to running that style of offense. So I think Trey Benson is a guy that it looks like a second-round pick. And you just look at guys in this league that have had great success. You look at Nick Chubb's second-round pick and Dalvin Cook. And, you just go through these guys that were taken. Derrick Henry was a second-round pick. It seems like a sweet spot to go get your running back right now. Dallas needs a running back in the worst way. And, you look at Dallas and their picks right now, I think they'll go – like it makes sense for them to go offensive line at 22 or 24. I'm sorry, at 24 it makes sense for Dallas to go offensive line, but they're going to have to draft a running back. Like I just don't think what they have on the roster is good enough. Like Trey Benson makes a lot of sense in Dallas. It just really does. Like second round pick, middle of the second round, Dallas could easily – that could be a good fit. I played in Dallas. Tony Dorsett was a running back. You look at the history of the Cowboys when they're really good. Walt Garrison, Dan Reeves. You look at all those guys that played. Tony Dorsett, Emmitt Smith. They've had elite running backs. Zeke, it's hard to look at the Dallas Cowboys and not see a star running back if they're going to make any kind of run in the postseason. It's just who they have been for 60 years. My fourth best is Marshawn Lloyd from USC.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there here to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, Marshawn Lloyd, they rotated backs. He doesn't have a lot of carries. But when you watch him run, like, I think he ran a 4.46 40. Very few running backs run 40 yards in this league. They might run 10 a lot of times. That's what you need. You need a burst. You need great feet. And you watch him, the patience that he runs. The running backs that are patient, whether they're pressing the hole and bouncing to the outside or they're just waiting for their blocks to get set, the patient ones are the ones that trust their speed and their burst. And to me, Marshawn Lloyd looks like he's got that going for him. It looks like he trusts his burst and he trusts his explosion. And I think Marshawn Lloyd, he's my fourth favorite. My fifth is Isaac Garendo at Louisville. And now he was a rotational back. Their starter got hurt. He filled in. You watch him, Louisville and USC in the bowl game. He's outstanding. Like, his best game was his last game. He's 6 foot. He's 220 pounds, and he ran in the 4.3s. Now, those are great measurables: size, strength, speed. Okay, doesn't matter if you don't have good vision and if you're not patient. But that's what I see from him. I see all of that. I see that kind of patience, and I see that kind of burst. So Isaac Garendo from Louisville is my fifth best back. Now, there's a lot of good backs that are worthy. Cody Schrader at Missouri is a powerful runner. He is certainly, outside the top five, but he's going to get drafted. Ray Davis in Kentucky had a great season. He's short, squatty, powerful. He had some big games. Florida, they couldn't tackle him. Okay, huge game against Florida. Isaiah Davis at South Dakota State, a small school guy, but real skills. You can look at, a bunch of other guys in this draft, and you could look, you could find whatever you want. You want a big back, you want a back that Dylan Loeb at New Hampshire caught 117 passes. You know, he's third down back. He's got that kind of ability. So I think this is a deep, deep draft for running backs. I think you can go way down the list. You can find them day three throughout day three. You can find backs that might make rosters. And so it's just a question of, do they get a chance? Do they get an opportunity? Is there a need? What is the pecking order? Is there some older guy that's stealing reps from them? Or is the coach in the system allowing them to play and get reps as a rookie? Depends on where they go. Just Kansas City. Kansas City had, they had a first-round running back there, and Isaiah Pacheco got a chance, and they couldn't get him off the field. And he's been their best running back. Beat out a number one draft pick. Beat out high-priced free agents. All that stuff. So it's just a question of opportunity and who's going to give him the opportunity. So that's my list of top five running backs in order: Brooks, Corum, Benson, Lloyd, and Garendo. And I understand that Braylon Allen at Wisconsin is a big back. That's what they produce at Wisconsin. Not knocking any of these other guys there. Jalen Wright at Tennessee. I'm not knocking anybody else. But this is my top five back list. Some of it is because of production. Some of it is because of just the eye test and the skills that they have. And some of it is because, they just have not been beaten down, injured. Small body of work, a lot of tread on the tires. All running backs have a shelf life, some longer than others. But, you got to get maximize this guy's, amount of hits that they take. And, they start to add up pretty quickly. But that's my top five running backs. Thanks for joining me here on the Best Football Show. It's time next week to get to defense, and I look forward to talking all positions on defense, because I think it's pretty an underrated group right now, and just because of all the attention given to the quarterbacks, receivers, and offense tackles. But there's a lot of talent on defense, and I can't wait to get to it next week.